Stocks are starting the week on a sour note. We are joined by John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services and registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates in Buffalo Grove. Thanks for joining us, John. What do you see when you look at the markets this afternoon?
Well, Chris and Cisco, how about a little bear for Thanksgiving? We actually have the market in a stealth bear position right now. In the S&P 500, 190 of the stocks are actually in bear territory, down 20%. And we got the technicals weak and the market still, many of the stocks somewhat overvalued. So that makes it vulnerable to negative news, such as in the housing market, the home builder sentiment, disappointment over Apple's iPhone X sales, the ongoing Facebook saga, the trade tensions with China, and maybe even a little moderating in the Federal Reserve's language at this point in time. So the market is set up for disappointment and for some selling, and we could have more before this is over.
A lot of people tend to confuse a bear market with a market that, you know, is washing out. You can be a bear market and come back.
Oh, yes. And right now we're just in correction territory. Technically speaking, bear markets are when the market's down more than 20%. You want to be out before the bear is there, because by the time you're down 20%, it may be time to buy. But in correction territory, all you need is a 10% decline to technically be in that correction territory. And actually, the stock market usually puts in a 10% correction on average about once a year. So this is actually normal. This is not unusual. What has been unusual is that for the last 10 years, we've only had 3 corrections. So we're overdue. The fact that we have a couple this year should not be troubling.
Now, dollar cost averaging is something that we hear a lot. Is that something to remind people of, that there's actually some benefit to having these occasional dips?
There is. In fact, dollar cost averaging is a great way to invest money, especially in these corrections. That's investing a fixed dollar amount regularly. I like monthly. Monthly works very well. Every time the market drops, you're going to buy more shares because the price is cheaper. When the price is higher, you're automatically going to buy less shares. So that works out very well. I would accelerate the dollar cost averaging strategy as the market turns into a bear market, should that happen this time. But dollar cost averaging is by far the best way to handle this type of market, especially where we are in overvalued territory.
Yeah, and talk about that a little more. That was actually my next question about the valuation of some of these stocks. Do we have a bunch of them that were maybe too expensive, and that's causing some of the problems here lately?
It really is. And the market can remain expensive for quite a long time, and then all of a sudden the right number of triggers hit, and it just cascades the selling. So by traditional measures, price to sales, price to book, price to earnings, dividend yield, even the Buffett indicator, which looks at market cap to GDP, another thing called Tobin's Q. These are all in overvalued territory, and some are a little more pricey than others. So the market makes the market vulnerable to this. Add on top of that the technicals, where we look at the chart and identify levels where the market wants to pull to. We've got support right now just a little bit lower than where we are right now. So right now we're trading, you know, close to around 2685 on the S&P 500. We've got a level right now at 2590, which would be the near-term support. I'd want to see the market hold there. If it goes below that, we've got a long way to go until we find the next major support, which is down around 2150 or 2200. That would be a 25% drop from the top. So investors need to ask themselves, am I willing to go through that decline? Can I afford to go through that decline with the money that I have?
John, would you be looking at FANG stocks right now or manufacturing and industrials? Which of the two looks more attractive?
So there's a phrase in the market, do not catch a falling knife. So right now we have the FANG stocks in falling territory. So I'd wait for a bottom to come in, at least a little bit of a pause. We might be seeing that, but I would build the list of what you want to buy. Personally, out of the FANG stocks, I like Google the most. When it comes to manufacturing and industrials, we don't think that the economy is ready for a recession yet. So there could be opportunity there. The key is, on days like today, don't be a buyer unless you're willing to let the market drop further. You want to see a little bottom in there. And right now, at this present moment, the market is trying to find a bottom at the level today. So we'll see if that actually holds. But here's the most important thing. If you have cash, I would be a cautious buyer. And I like dollar cost averaging right here, because we don't know if we're going to hold this near-term support of 2590. If you have a short time horizon and you have money in the market, you should be working out. And when I say short time horizon, that's 5 years or less. Money that's 5 years or less does not belong in this kind of a market where we are in overvalued territory. That money should be pulled out. If you're overinvested right now, how do you pull out? That's always the question. So if we get some up days, it's not a bad time to take some more money off the table. And certainly if we break that 2590, I would raise some more cash again if you have too much money exposed to the market.
Great advice and insight. Thanks for joining us as always. John Beaver, president of Phase 3 Advisory Services, also registered principal with Royal Alliance Associates.